editor Jamie Pennick, and this is the daily audio update for Saturday, August 30th, 2008. Got a little affliction talk for you here today, and then I'm going to discuss the big news going around UFC today, or MMA in general today. At least the big speculation going on. First off, Affliction has unveiled their website for the Day of Reckoning card, including a preview video, and they've got the fight card listed. So this is the card for Affliction's second pay-per-view, Day of Reckoning, as of right now, according to their website. Of course, headlined by Andrei Arlovsky, facing off against Josh Barnett. We got Vladimir Matyushenko against Antonio Rogério Nogueira. Jay Hieron against Drew Fickett. Dan Lauzon against Chris Horodecki. Matt Lindland against Trevor Prangley. Paul Buontello taking on Roy Nelson. Mike Pyle against Jason High. Antonio Duarte against Albert Rios. Jay White against Chase Gormley. They have more bouts to be announced, but that's your Affliction Day of Reckoning card as of right now. The other, some more thoughts for Affliction's third show. MMA Frenzy is reporting on a story they got from MMAnews.com about Tim Sylvia's possible next opponent for Affliction's third event, which is likely to take place in January or February. And that could be Jerome LeBanner, the K1 kickboxing standout. Affliction's Vice President Tom Atencio told MMA News, in terms of fighters, we are looking at Jerome LeBanner. He is interested in doing MMA, and apparently him and Tim Sylvia have some history between them, so that is something that we are looking at right now. LeBanner has called out Tim Sylvia in the past, and has said that he doesn't think he's very good, so this is a fight that he's looked forward to for a while, and he's wanted to do, and Affliction is putting it together. Tim Sylvia's stock has dropped considerably over the last couple of years, and I've been very critical of him. I've been one of them that, especially after his fight with Fedor, I think he's washed up. He can't fight with top competition anymore. And he hasn't done well outside of beating a broken-handed Brandon Vera and an Andrei Arlovsky that was not the same as he was in the July show. So, I'm not impressed with Tim Sylvia, and I think he's gonna have to prove otherwise to get his image back up in the faces of many MMA fans. Because I know I'm not alone in thinking that he's past being a main event guy in mixed martial arts. He just is. Last thing on Affliction, Tom Atencio has also told MMA News that they have extended their deal with Fedor Emelianenko, and they're looking at the Arlovsky-Barnett fight to be the elimination fight with the winner facing Fedor at that third show. He also goes on to say that nothing has been finalized for Fedor regarding New Year's Eve in Japan, and they're looking to work with him on that. So they've extended Fedor's contract with Affliction going forward, which could be a damper on one of the fights that Randy Couture may be looking to have in the UFC. That is the big news going around right now. MMA Junkie had a story on Couture willing to return to fight in the UFC, and possibly before the end of the year as a resolution to the ongoing legal battles that have been going on with the UFC that have kept him out of action since last year when he defeated Gabriel Gonzaga with a third round TKO in August of last year. And he resigned and had been trying to set up a fight with Fedor Emelianenko at some point, and it's come to an impasse. And Dave Meltzer at Wrestling Observer and Figure Four Weekly Online has been reporting now that the negotiations are going on right now for Couture to return with a three-fight deal with the UFC, in which he would headline the November 15th, the November show in UFC 91 in Portland, Oregon, and the opponent right now, the top named guy right now for that November show, would be Brock Lesnar. And the other two fights would be against a combination of current interim heavyweight champion Antonio Rodrigo Nogueira, Chuck Liddell, and Fedor, if they can figure something out with that, which all the old barriers that kept him from signing in the first place still are there with the UFC. So that one doesn't seem likely, but right now it's the rumor going around, and the possible fight for UFC 91 is Randy Couture against Brock Lesnar, which, wow. Brock Lesnar right now getting thrown in against Randy Couture, despite how impressive he's been and how impressive he was at UFC 87. That's like throwing a starting high school basketball player against Kobe Bryant. That's wow. Randy Couture is, obviously, he's 45 years old, but he showed last year in wins over Tim Sylvia and Gabriel Gonzaga that he still can go, that he's still a viable fighter. Granted, now he's had a year off. I don't know how a year off and dealing with this contract dispute is going to affect him coming back. And I don't know if Brock Lesnar could be a dangerous opponent for him. Brock Lesnar could win this fight. Brock Lesnar could beat Randy Couture. But Randy Couture knows how to finish a fight. Randy Couture is a much higher level of competition than Heath Herring. And Randy Couture is not going to be content to just lay on the ground and take and eat shots. Brock Lesnar is going to need to figure out how to finish a fight, and he's going to need to figure out how to do it soon if this fight takes place. Now, that's a fight that could do massive, massive, massive numbers on pay-per-view as a headlining fight. Not just with the return of Randy Couture, but with the simple fact that Brock Lesnar has been on the two highest-grossing pay-per-view cards of the year, at least in terms of pay-per-view buys. He's proven himself to be a draw so far on pay-per-view, and it could happen again with Randy Couture, and it could be massive. I'm still trying to wrap my head around this fight right now because it's such a tough fight for Brock Lesnar to take on the world champion right now, the world technical UFC world heavyweight champion. And wow, Randy Couture, it's not like he's going into this without any danger. This is a tough fight for him. Brock Lesnar is a beast. Brock Lesnar is, he's a freak, and He's got so much in terms of athletic gifts, and he showed how massively dominating he can be as far as wrestling goes, that he could be a real threat to Randy Couture. I can't believe I'm saying that, but Brock Lesnar could be a real, real threat to Randy Couture. And, but all in all, this is good news for the UFC, and it's good news for fans to get Randy Couture back in to the fighting game after a year's layoff here, because we all want to see him back in. We all want to see an end to this contract battle. We want to see him back in the octagon fighting. I know everyone wants to see that Couture-Fedor fight, but doesn't seem like that'll happen. But if he finishes out this 3-fight contract and thinks he has another fight in him, that could happen year and a half or 2 years down the road. If he still thinks he can fight at 47, it will lose a lot of its luster with his age, and depending on how his fights go against Lesnar, Nogueira, and if he fights Chuck Liddell once again. That this is exciting news, though, for MMA fans, and it could be a really, really good thing, or it could, this is actually what Elite XC wants Kimbo Slice Ken Shamrock to be. Because if Brock Lesnar defeats Randy Couture, he goes a long way to establishing himself even further than he did in the Heath Herring fight. If anyone still had doubts after the Herring fight, if Brock Lesnar comes in and defeats Randy Couture, he's defeating just a legit legend and someone who has won his last couple of fights, and who has been successful in recent years despite his age. He's a year older than Ken Shamrock is, and Ken Shamrock hasn't won in 3-4 years. So, and at the same time, if Couture comes in and defeats Brock Lesnar, then he reestablishes himself as the top of the food chain in the heavyweight division in the UFC. And he would have defeated a guy that has been dominating in Brock Lesnar. So we'll see what happens in November, and obviously we'll continue to follow this, but this could be huge, and I am extremely, extremely excited to see Randy Couture back in the UFC, and I honestly cannot wait to see that Randy Couture-Brock Lesnar bout, if that's the way they go, because that will be that'll be an epic battle, and that will be a major seller for pay-per-view. So, that's all I've got for you today. Check back tomorrow for another Daily Audio Update. Yeah! She said, but I can't work in fast food all my life.